Kit Harness with 307 Net Info, and today I'm joined by Jerry Osborne. Hello, nice to see you.
Worked for me.
Jerry, you're here. What shall I call you, actually? How do you like to be called?
Well, when I worked with your husband, yes. It was Jerry O.
Jerry O.
Ozzy or Jerry. Okay. Just do however you feel.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you. Anyway,
I'm the same guy.
Yes, you are, indeed. So you are standing as a candidate for county commissioner in this upcoming primary election. And I'm hoping that you'll explain a little bit to us about your reasons for standing and what you think is important in Johnson County. But perhaps before we get into that, you'd tell us a little bit about your background and what what brings you to Johnson County and what you know about it.
Well, my mom and dad brought me to Johnson County by birth back several weeks ago. And it's a place that I will die in. I love it here. I grew up in that building over there. I lived on 205 North Broad, walked a block to school, went 8 years in that building over there, the grade school.
Okay, so you're actually pointing at Bomber Mountain Civic Center,
yes,
right now.
Which is now Bomber Mountain. And then, of course, then the next floor was up in the high school that is no longer on the hill. It's scattered now. But anyhow, so I accomplished that, and then I went to Casper College for 2 years in auto mechanics. And in the process, when I was about to graduate, my grandfather, David Watt, who was a county commissioner, which kind of sparked this whole thing that I'm doing or trying to do, and he called me in Casper just before I graduated, and he asked me, he says, grandson, what's your plans in the future? And I said, well, I just don't have any right at the moment. He says, well, your number's coming up. I forgot he was on the draft board, which is fine. So it had set me in kind of a different avenue. So I went ahead and signed up for 3 years because I didn't really want to get in the mud and pack a gun and stuff. So I signed up for MOS as helicopter mechanics. So I worked on medevac helicopters and got to spend a year over in Vietnam working on medevac helicopters. And hence 3 years of work with the government, got out, came home, and worked out at the lake when they were raising the dam, the siphon tunnel, all that. And then got married in 73 and moved to Missoula for a while and had a paint and ring gutter business. Dad wanted to get out of the bee business, the honey business, which I call I'm a son of a bee man. And anyhow, so I moved back home and worked out for 15 years and sold it. Moved on, went to the assessor's office for 6 years with Dorothy Elson, which gave me a real good foothold on Johnson County because I saw every single corner of it. And then a couple of years in the planning office, and then I tried the retirement thing again. I didn't know you could flunk retirement, but I guess it's possible. So anyhow, so then I when I retired then, the next Monday I went to work up at Ed's Auto Glass. And then it turned into Cody Glass, so I was with him for about 8 years. And then I said, I think I'll go back to the county. I kind of like the county, so I'm in maintenance now in the county. And kind of like the work, because I like to work. Being a ranch kid, not living there, but working on a ranch, working in a bee business situation, gave me the work ethics that I think I have. And I pretty much never do anything except work. Shortage of hobbies. Don't have a lot of hobbies. But whatever I do, I give it my all.
So what motivated you to want to work as a county commissioner?
Basically because my granddad was one. I've been thinking about it ever since I was in the assessor's office because there was a plaque on the wall about the size of that picture. And it had all the county commissioners' names on it and when they were in. And I just, it's been on my mind for the whole time. Working in the assessor's office also gave me a reason to see what's going on in the county, like for valuation, because that's what I did is I went and re-evaluated or reassessed. I'd take pictures, measure, make sure it was, what was on the paper. And that gave me a foothold in how that works. I realize Cheyenne is the upper echelon of decisions on how the taxation thing works, like our comparable sales, la-da-da-da-da. then got in the planning office, which also gives you an idea of what really is or isn't going on in our county. I am not a full-blown think we need a pile of zoning. We just need, we need to use what we have and use it discretionarily and hope the people will do what they can do so that it doesn't create a buyer beware thing out in the county for somebody moving here buying a property. It's I don't know how you get around that, but at least I'm concerned about that.
So maybe I hope we'll come back and talk about some of those things in a moment. But before we do, you've seen a lot of county commissioners come and go, I'm sure. What stands out to you as qualities that make a good county commissioner? It is not a political role.
If it is, I'm not going to be very good at it. I'm a common sense guy. I'm a hardworking guy. And I'm not in it to make an impression, or trying to get into it to make an impression on anybody for who I am or who I'm not. I, having what I said earlier, I love it here. I like to think it would stay like it was when I was a child, but it's not going to. So can I get in there and work with the other commissioners? Yes, I think so. It's called communications, which is extremely important in everything, marriage and everything. Work with them, work with, you know, all the boards that are out there that have people that get on it and think, gosh, I want to get on that board. I don't know nothing, but I'm going to get on it. Well, we need to communicate. That's the same thing. We're all the same people. We're just in a different box. So working with people, especially the commissioners, working with everybody in the clerks, courts, everything. It's all about talking. I love talking to people.
So you mentioned that change is inevitable. We're not going to stay the same, essentially. We're not the same community as we were when you were growing up. What would be your vision for Johnson County in, let's say, the 4 years of your stewardship? What would you hope Johnson County would be like in 4 years' time after you had...
I'd like to see... I know there's going to be change. There's no doubt in my mind there'll be change. But the kind of change is what's the important part. What we need to do is we need to concentrate on the people that live here right now, elderly and also the young families. If we don't try to come up with a good balance of working relationships with any kind of businesses that could come here that would be able to keep families here, our work base is not good right now.
No, one of the things that has been attributed to is the lack of housing. Do you think that there is that is one of the top three issues that is challenging the county right now? Housing. How would you address that?
There again, it's a financial thing. We're nationwide now. We're having a terrible time. You know, unless you got a bag of money, it's pretty hard to build a house and then be able to pay for it. So it's some way or other, and somebody will come up with a really affordable housing. How affordable? I wish I had that answer. I don't have. I know this is a big question. You've probably asked everybody the same thing. And if any one of those can come up with a good idea, I'm on board. But that's our base here is just a perfect place to live. Until I read stuff about where's the best place to move to? And then you see Buffalo really on the top of the list. Well, it is. But is it affordable? Is it what we want? It is if we can keep families here. And we have a couple of industrial parks that could possibly have some growth grow into them if we could get the county and the city together to help them get here.
So you're describing the importance of supporting appropriate housing, affordable housing for people to be able to move in and work and sustain our local economy, then also attracting new business to our local economy. Is there anything else that you think is a priority?
No, that's pretty basic. I'm sure there's a lot of things, but just the immediate stuff, it's very hard to make an immediate thing happen. But I know you got to look in the future. You know, history, unfortunately, repeats itself all the time. As you and I have grown up, we've seen stuff happen. What is going to happen again? So we got to be attentive to that. I firmly believe in history being taught in schools. We've got some of the best school systems in the whole state right here. Got the best kinds of teachers. I look extremely highly up, a high little pedestal for teachers, because they take care of our kids. How big of a percentage of a year while they're in school? Because it takes mom and pop to work now to afford these houses that aren't affordable. So, look at, teachers are great.
So, going back to community and economic development, do you have any specific plans for how that could come in place, how we would stimulate economic growth in Johnson County?
Well, I know there have been different times that people have come here and want to build something, that they want the city and the county or the powers that be to gift them the dirt and the power and the water and the sewer. Well, that is a way to get them here, but it's got to be a viable plan, and they got to prove it to me that it can work. And we need to somehow make it affordable for them to want to come here. So we can, there again, keep people here and give our kids some place to not leave.
So that leads...
That's not a very good answer.
Well,
but
that leads me on to asking what your approach to budget and fiscal responsibility is. The job of the county commissioners is essentially to manage the money coming in and to provide the services and infrastructure that the county's population needs. What would be your approach to making sure that that was properly done? And what do you think would mean that it was properly done?
Well, there's three commissioners, and they all need to be on the same page. And it's a repeat and repeat, for the most part, throughout the years of what people's budgets are. Some of them they're set. And sometimes they need more, they need less. Like, I know an outfit that gives less at times, gives up a mill or something. But everything's pretty well set unless they need something else. If we need the growth pattern, it's going to change a budgetary thing.
So one question that has been raised is that various entities within the county should spend down on their reserves. Do you have an opinion about that?
Well, a reserve is a reserve, and it's only there for a really necessary need. It's like your savings account is for necessary things. Some people don't do that. They squander it, and we got it no longer. I'm not a squanderer. I would like to think that you can maintain a bank account that's, if you need it, but just because it's there doesn't mean you got to spend it.
So do you think that there's a sort of a percentage of maybe operating costs or something like that that entities should keep in their savings account, in their reserves, in the case of some catastrophe or disaster, unforeseen or foreseen? Should that happen?
I think so.
And do you have an idea of what that percentage should be?
I don't.
Okay. It is somewhat of an unfair question in some ways for you. I acknowledge that.
Okay.
So, looking at infrastructure and public services, which is the core of the role of the county commissioners, do you have any priorities for either improving or maintaining infrastructure such as roads, bridges, or public facilities, or maybe building a new facility for any particular need? Is there anything that you have that you would like to see happen?
I have feelings for not tearing things down if they're viably structurally sound. And Armor Mountain, prime example. Someday that's going to be an issue that we may need to address. We, us, the public, what to do with it. Keep it, tear it down, build a new one. It's not fallen down yet. But if it needs some repairs, I think there needs to be that budgetary thing in there to help cover some of that. But that should be a combo of city and county. I know it's county building. I got to be careful here because I've seen buildings torn down that were very good buildings.
What about something, for example, like a rec center?
Well, that's important. The YMCA was built a long time ago, and it's still viable. It's still there. A bigger one? Well, we're growing. Yeah, I think we could use that. Like at fairgrounds. That's a good building out there, but it's really not big enough for what you're asking. If the numbers were great, maybe we could make that happen through donations, through there's a lot of well-to-do folks in this county that could probably help out. No names, of course. It's all about what would make it look better, what would make it a family unit. I'm kind of a family guy. I guess you're figuring that out, and I'm all by myself now. But that's my problem. Anyhow, I just think families are so dang important. And we got to keep that unit together if we can. So, yes, that would be something that should be looked at, yes.
One area that is, one geographical area which is sometimes overlooked by those people who live in the north end of the county is the city of KC. And it is also within the county commissioner's district and purview. It is easy for those at the northern end to disregard the needs of those in KC, and the community itself is relatively small, which means that to provide services, the per capita cost, the cost per head, is greater. What would you do to make sure that the community of KC is appropriately served? And is there anything that you see that is not currently being taken care of well enough?
Well, they've got a bonus down there, the Harold Girard Park. I work down there, do help stuff down there, because there's a maintenance lady down there and whatnot. It's a great building. Without it, they'd be in trouble down there. They've got a great new school. How well it is, I don't know, because I'm not a school builder. But they deserve as much as we deserve here in Buffalo. They are Johnson County. I would never overlook them.
There is currently that they would like to be granted the money to build a new library. Is that something that you would support?
I'm on board.
So, thinking about how you would communicate with your constituents, what would you do to engage and listen to the concerns of Johnson County residents? How would you have conversation with them and know what they were thinking?
Well, if they're willing to listen to me, I'm willing to listen to them. But we're going to have to keep it on a common sense basis, because I am not a politician. I care about people, and people are what keeps this community going. And we are people, and the three better be able to talk. And I'm not a bit afraid to talk to people about stuff.
So I'd like to give you an opportunity now just to talk to the voters of Johnson County and tell them anything about yourself and your campaign and your candidacy that you maybe have not said already. What is your appeal to them?
Oh, well, I've been here a long time. Got a good family background. Watt Ranch down Clear Creek, fifth generation thing. Like I said earlier, I got a gift to get to go down there and work and learn how to work. I wished we had something like that for every kid that gets in, out of this school in the summer, to be able to go to something like that and learn how to work. I mean, serious, that is so important. I also was lucky to have the other side of the family in the bee business, which was a work situation. But it all turned into a kind of a financial situation, because if you don't have this little bunch over here, you can't make this work. Either or. I grew up in a swimming pool down here that I ate lunch down there today. And I memories. I went back and back. I do that because I'll even drive up the mountains and sit and think about what's going on and what we got here. We've got, I think it's kind of God gave us this for a real perfectly good reason. And I fully intend on trying to do my best to keep it like it is.
Despite the change that is inevitable.
Well, I know it's going to change. I know that. But with these other two guys, the three should be able to come together, and then also I'm going to be kind of neighbors with the city council, because we know a guy that works down there, and I think we can talk about stuff, because the city's inside the county. We're all the same people, all the same stuff.
Well, the greatest portion of our total population, you know, lives within the city or comes to work in the city or interfaces with the city in some way frequently.
Well, they're just down the hill from where I work. And I don't know if they'll let me in the door, but I'm going to get in the door anyhow and listen to them, talk with them, and let's make this town and county the same. There should not ever be any separation.
You describe values and a way of life that you feel is very important and needs to be retained. What do you mean by that?
Like work ethics values, family values?
Yes, you've described those. Anything else that is a characteristic of Johnson County that you would fight to preserve?
All of it. I'm not going to say how long I've been here, but I've been here a while. And it's not really changed all that much, other than the urban growth that's kind of squirting out in different little places, which is, back when we first started, we talked about taking care of hope is not a buyer beware thing, but that's a kind of a concern. Like I said, having been in the assessor's thing, got to see some of that. Oops, how'd they do that? But you got to be careful with that. But that's just part of this whole thing. We want to keep it as best we can, like it is, for families and for older folks. I really have a heart for older people that are on fixed income that can't handle what's going on now. I know the state can help fix it. I can't fix it, but I can at least voice my opinion on how I think it could be better for fixed income people.
Well, thank you for the conversation. Thank you for answering the questions and putting forward your ideas for Johnson County to the voters. It's coming up soon, the election. Yeah. I wish you well with your campaign. Thank you very much, Jerry Ozzie Osborne, candidate for County Commissioner.